What's important for us to do in our lives is to decide, what do we want our lives to be about? What is my ultimate destiny? What meaning do I want my life to ultimately have? And then we have to chunk back and say, okay, in order to accomplish that, what would I have to believe? What would I have to think? How would I have to act on a daily basis in order to create my results? You know what? The time to design the next 20 years is now, not 20 years from now when you come back and go, oh, shoot, I wish I woulda or I shoulda. The key to our lives then is to be able to see that impact. And I got to tell you, growing up, I was very fortunate in that in my life, I've created somehow or took part in the creation somehow of some very powerful neuroassociations, and they have shaped me. And I want you to know in your life, there have been many experiences that are shaping you right now. We want to find out what they are, not so we go back and relive the past and go, oh my God, this happened to me, and if that wouldn't happen, just think where I'd be. That's a bunch of garbage. Remember, the past does not equal the future. But it's useful to take a look at what some of the associations are that you made in the past that right now you're allowing to control yourself. And the minute you notice them, the minute you're aware of these negative neuroassociations, you can change them. Awareness by itself is sometimes curative because your brain will go, that doesn't make any sense. Thinking that way about things is creating more pain than pleasure. And as soon as your brain gets that, it'll change literally that fast. So let's take a look. What are some things in life that if you just change the meaning you had to these things, it would literally change your destiny? Meaning it would change how you feel, how you behave daily, the kind of results you got in your life every day, the direction you're heading, and your ultimate destination. So let me share with you, if I may, a few examples in my own life, because I don't know you personally yet. I don't know your story. But maybe in sharing mine, you'll begin to make some linkages yourself. You'll be able to see some of the associations you've made that have empowered you and maybe some that have disempowered you.